morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday morning. Thank God for another chance to talk about his word, to think about his word. Definitely grateful for the mercy and love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's jump into the word. We will pray, and then we'll see what the Lord has for us. Father God, we come to you this morning with expectant hearts. Father, you are the only one that can fulfill us. You are the only one that can give us true purpose. You are the only one that can hold us when nobody else is around. God, today we thank you for each and every one of our families being safe during these storms. I know some of us may experience some damage, but overall, God, you kept us safe. You are the one that allowed things to happen. And I just thank you this morning. I pray for people that did have damage, that it will get fixed speedily. I pray, God, that you will continue to minister to us, continue to speak to us. And for everything you do, we are eternally grateful. We love you this morning. We thank you and we honor you and we receive your love. We receive your forgiveness. And these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture this morning is going to come out of the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 46, verse 8. Psalms chapter 46, verse 8. What I want to talk about this morning is being still. I know for a lot of us, I'll include myself for sure, when I have a day off work or, you know, it's a holiday or whatever the situation may be, a lot of times I'll spend it running around the house working or running around the house doing this and doing that. And there's been maybe one or two times my wife has told me to sit down. She has told me, stop, just stop. You know, we can do it later. Or, you know, this is not that important. It's more important to rest or whatever it may be. So I was thinking this morning that the past 9 or 10 days at work, definitely in the new year, have been pretty hectic. I'm sure most of us can testify, if not all, that work has been a little crazy or our lives have been a little crazy just starting with the new year. So many goals, so many maybe resolutions to try to accomplish. And instantly when I began thinking about these things, and I was so busy a couple days ago and even yesterday, I heard the Lord tell me to be still. So I stopped and I began to think about it, and the Lord didn't give me a lot of rest about it. So I was like, Lord, I'm sitting here, I'm being still. And he continued to urge me on to look deeper, because I like it when God does this. Well, it's kind of frustrating at the time, but I love it now that I believe he's gave me a pretty cool revelation of what he's saying when he means to be still. So Psalms chapter 46, verse 8. And I want you to keep in mind, this is David writing this. Most scholars believe this is David writing this after he's defeated several armies. You know, there's been huge battles. They've had huge losses to the people of God. But this is David talking back to God in verse 8. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. Verse 9, he makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Verse 10, one more time. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Until this morning, I thought that scripture meant for me to get in a position of, you know, go to my closet, so to speak, be physically still. And sure, it can absolutely mean that, but when it's broken down into the Hebrew, that word, I'll butcher it, ramah or something like that, it literally means to let go, to drop, or to cease striving. So in this scripture, after David has had these great wars and great loss, the Bible tells us to be still. Doesn't necessarily to mean literally to be still, but in order for us to know God as as a warrior, in order for us to know God as our lover, in order for us to know God as our Redeemer, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, in order, I believe, for us to know God for who He is, the Bible tells us to be still, or in other words, to cease striving, to let go, to literally, if we're grasping tightly to something, to be willing to release it. How many of us this morning know, in order for you or me to take our hands off something, it's got to mean that we trust whomever or whoever we're letting go to? You see, in the scripture, I believe God is telling us, listen, in 2024, 10 days in, brothers and sisters, I believe that God's wanting us to stop striving so hard to please Him. I believe we please God when we trust in Him. We're not on this hamster wheel, so to speak. We can please God by our faith. We can please God by our love for others. But so many times in our lives, we get so busy doing so many different things that we forget to be still, to let go and let God. We forget to trust God in a way that we say, God, however you want to do it, whatever it may look like, God, we trust you this morning. We trust you this day because we know that your plans are to bless us. We know that your plans are to help us. We know that your plans are way better than my plans. It's an amazing thought that in the middle of all this going on in King David's life, that he wrote, be still and know that I am God. A lot of us would argue, myself included, how in the world can you let go of something? You're in this war. You've got to fight. You've got to defend. Even Brother Kevin or other business owners or whatever your position is at whatever company you represent, it's hard to let go of things because we are so, we like to achieve things. We like to be in a position that we believe that, listen, I've got to do X, Y, and Z so I can get things accomplished. And those are all wonderful things. But when it comes to the things of God, I promise you, one of the things that I believe pleases God more than anything is for us to be still in the natural, and it's for us to be still. It's for us to let go in the spirit. I think about so many people I've talked to recently that they're funny, they're wonderful in a crowd of people, but they'll talk to me about, Brother Allen, when I'm alone is when I have problems. When I'm alone, my mind is absolutely racing. I can't go to sleep because I'm thinking of what I need to do tomorrow or the next day or what I did today, and I'm obsessing over it. I've talked to people recently that tell me, listen, I can't be still. I can't get peace in my life because when I'm by myself, it's when all hell breaks loose. If you'll notice, most suicides happen when somebody's alone. Sure, there's probably a few suicides that happen when somebody else is in somebody's presence, but most of them happen when they're alone. Why? Because that's when the enemy attacks your and my mind. It's when the enemy knows that we only have two choices to make. We can choose our way or we can choose God's way. And letting go and letting God is absolutely one of the hardest things I believe that you and me face. But why is it so hard, you may ask? Because we have to believe that God can do it better than us. We have to believe somebody that we can't physically see knows better than you or me. It makes us knock down our pride. It makes us knock down thinking that our way's better than somebody else's. It makes us humble our attitudes. I'll speak about myself for a minute. It makes me think that God's plans for the pharmacy are better than my plans. And I'm really good at my job. But do you see, like, pride lifts up when I say I'm really good at my job. I don't believe there's anything wrong with that, but I have to acknowledge that God's better than my plans. God's ways gives more peace for my family. God's ways give more peace for my family members and my friends. And even when I get to deliver a word on Wednesday mornings, and I'll work for several days and get a word or whatever it may be, and I think it's a good one, and that morning, God changes it. I have to be still. I have to drop what I believe is the best way to do it. And I say, God, not my will, but your will be done. And that's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do when our family's looking at us thinking we should accomplish certain things or we have certain responsibilities. No, it is not an easy thing, but I promise you one thing this morning, brothers and sisters. When King David was experiencing these great victories, he was also experiencing great loss. Don't look at somebody's life and be like, oh, they have this or they're doing this and not think that there's pain in their life. I have people tell me sometimes, Alan, you never have to go through anything. I don't see you crying. I don't see you heartbroken or whatever it may be. But that just means that you don't see it. I promise you, many times I cry to my wife. I talk to Alex about things that I'll only talk to her about. Not because I don't necessarily trust other people, but that's who God has placed in my life for me to release a lot of things. I encourage you to have somebody in your life, whether it be your wife or your husband or sister or brother or friend, that you can release some things to, because you by yourself do not have the power to hold everything. Only God and God Himself. So the hardest thing for me here lately to let go to God is some pain in my life. Pain from family or friends in the past, and I have to talk to him about it, and I have to be still. I literally have to let go and drop the pain that's happened 4, 5, 10 years ago. Do you know people in your life that hadn't talked to a family member or friend for 10 years because of something they said 10, 15, 20 years ago? Is that not absolutely ridiculous? Think about that for a second. Either you or somebody you know is allowing something that was said 10, 12, 14, 15 years ago to stop them from having a relationship with somebody that they love and loves them. And a lot of times I would argue that person has no idea. But instead of being still, we choose to hold on. It kind of paints the picture. I don't know how, I'm going to pay for this later, I'm sure. But I don't know, I like to read some love stories. Nicholas Sparks, one of my favorite authors. And a lot of times in those books, there's the, you know, some situations that happen. Maybe a woman's had a wreck in a car and hanging off a cliff. And the hero comes, climbs through the car and saves the woman. Kind of like myself. But when you think about these situations, and you can, I love to watch YouTube about, you know, somebody saving this person's life. And somebody's hanging off a cliff and about to die, and the man or woman, whomever's there to rescue them, and they have to say, let go of the steering wheel, let go of the car, let go of whatever it may be. In the face of death, you and me are wired to hold on. We're desired to hold on because we believe that us holding on to something offers more security than us letting go. Because us letting go of that steering wheel or letting go of that car or whatever it may be, it shows that we trust somebody else more than we trust ourselves. I want you to think about that for a second, because I believe it is the will of God for you and me to let go in the natural and let go in the spiritual realm this morning, because a lot of us are holding on to some pain from many years ago, many months ago, or even many days ago, and possibly even many hours ago. It's not worth it. One of the greatest people in my life, one of the greatest, my best friend in the world is my business partner, Rich. And one of the greatest compliments I can pay him is when I say something smart or do something stupid, he can let go of it so fast. This man is, I love him like he's my own brother. And I'm telling you, the way he forgives, the way he lets go of things inspires me to be different. It changes me. And brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you this morning to let you know that by you being still, by you trusting God in such a way with that family member, that son or that daughter or that coworker or that boss, whomever it may be, by you trusting God, I promise you that will change that person's life. It'll allow you to develop a relationship. It'll allow you to forgive. It'll allow you to give God the credit that God so rightfully deserves. But I promise you, you can't hold on and be still. You can hold on and be full of pain. You can hold on and be full of confusion and anxiety and depression. But if you can let go of everything in your life and say, God, you are the master architect. God, you ordained me to be in this position. God, your ways are better than my ways. God, your word tells me to be still. Your word literally tells me to get by myself and to let go of things that I think I need to control. God, I trust you this morning. It'll change everything about you. It'll change every, because I bet a lot of us know people that are able to do that. I talk to Alex sometimes about different business situations or things that didn't go my way. And many, many times I get offended by her answers. I tell her, I'm like, Alex, you don't understand. This could have happened and then this would have happened. And she's like, Alan, listen, God's got it. I hate that answer sometimes. I don't want to hear God's got it. I do not want to hear, well, God will work it out. Because I feel like if I can't work it out, how can the master of the universe work it out? Does that not sound ridiculous? It's a simple thought this morning. I have a simple word this morning, but I promise you it will challenge you. It challenges me every day of my life to think that God, who sits in heaven, loves me enough in Dalton, Georgia to work out my plans. He's that sovereign. He's that amazing. He's that powerful. He's that loving. And more than anything, he loves you enough. He's pleased with you enough because he sees you and me through the blood of Jesus. And because he sees us that way, he sees us as sons and daughters to the throne of God himself. That's a big thought, but that's an amazing thought. In closing this morning, I really, really want to challenge you with this. I want to challenge you, instead of trying to run around like little hamsters like I do and get on that performance wheel, so to speak, I want you to trust God and just say, God, whatever your way, let him be the architect. Let him be the artist. Let him work it out. Brother Kevin, I'm pretty sure if I was a betting man, I would bet that you have issues of staying still sometimes. You like to run around. So many people depend on you. But what if you trusted God enough to say, God, you perform whatever these people need. God, you do it your way. And I know that as your business has grown, one of the greatest things Brother Kevin tells me when we talk is sometimes I don't understand, but look what the Lord has done. It was God. It was God that did this. It was God. And I promise you this morning, brothers and sisters, when you let go, when you are still before the Lord and you let go, you open your hands, it is a sign of surrender. It's a sign of worship. It's a sign of praise. And when you do that, you watch God perform. You watch God complete things that you never thought were possible. And more than anything else, God will bring a peace that surpasses all understanding to your and my life, if we're willing to be still. But the challenge is, I can't tell if you're still sometimes. Sometimes Alex has no idea if I'm still before the Lord. And I have absolutely no idea if she's still before the Lord. I can see some of the benefits when she's still before the Lord. She may not be stressed out. She may be more calm. She may not yell at me when I come through the door. I'm the one that yells, not her. But these things this morning, I promise you, will change everything about your life. Most of us say, listen, if you know, we look for the next greatest weight loss thing or the next greatest workout thing or the next greatest thing to fix our golf swing. Oh, maybe that's me. But we look for these next greatest things, these as seen on TV, these 30-second fixes. And I have a fix. I have a fix for my life. I have a fix for your life. And that is simply saying, God, your way is better than my way. God, I'm nervous. God, I'm scared. You have to be real with him because he already knows. Sometimes I'll tell God something and he'll say, nah, you're not angry about that situation. You're scared to death. You're not frustrated with that situation. You're nervous and you're worried and you're full of anxiety over it because you don't control it. Alan, let me control it. I promise y'all, he did a great job making this world. He did a great job putting the stars where they belong. He did an absolute amazing job creating everything that he's created. And the greatest creation I believe that God has is you and me. I believe God created you on purpose. I don't believe he made any mistake when he made you. In this morning, this afternoon, or whenever you hear this message, the greatest thing that you can give back to him is being still, is hands wide open saying, God, your way's better. Let's pray. God, I thank you this morning. I thank you that it's a simple word. It's a word of being still, God, of showing surrender, of opening our hands, and more than anything, being willing to let go. God, this morning we come to you and we let go of pain. We let go of worry and frustration and anxiety. God, everything that is not like you, we let go of. And God, as our hands are open to you in worship as a sign of surrender, I pray for my brothers and sisters. I pray for that pain from family and friends and coworkers. I pray that it's gone in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, this morning that they let go of doctor's reports, God, because your report's the good one. Your report's the final one. God, you are exactly who you say you are. You are a good, good father. You're full of love and mercy and grace, God. You are awesome and you're wonderful and you're holy and you are absolutely perfect. So this morning, Lord God, I pray that you will give us a spirit of being still, a spirit that's willing to let go, a spirit that's willing to dare this morning, to dare to let go, to dare to trust in you. And God, by faith, we seal these things. By faith, we say thank you. By faith, we believe these things even before we see them. And God, I pray that you'll continue to protect our families and our friends and our coworkers and each one of our loved ones. I pray, God, that you'll continue to keep us safe and continue to have your way in our lives. God, you are good and you are worthy. And we love you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.